This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of ilm, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are fast reaching the completion of Medina Arabic Book 3, walhamdulillah. We are currently in lesson number 32 and we will complete lesson 32 in this majlis bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Where did we leave off? We were discussing matters pertaining to exclusion. We learned about the mustathna. We learned about the adat al-istithna. We learned about the mustathna minhu. We covered the simple example like najaha al-tullabu kulluhum illa hamidan, that the students, all of them have passed except Hamid. Hamid would be mansub. Hamid is what we call the mustathna, the one excluded. Tullab would be mustathna minhu. He's excluded from them. He is excluded from the students. And what harf or what word did we use as the exclusion word? It was illa. Illa indicated our use of exclusion, masha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we had stopped on exercise number 4. We continue from there, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Ayyin, pick out, specify the mustathna, wal mustathna minhu fima ya'ti, wadhkur naw' al istithna fi. في كل مثال. So they want us to pick out the mustathna minhu, and what type of istithna is this? What type of exclusion? So let's begin. Number one, ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. And do not say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the truth. Except the truth. Excellent. So what is our mustathna here? وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقَّ وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقَّ. Our mustathna is الْحَقَّ. الْحَقَّ. Excellent. And our mustathna minhu, this is the mufarragh type. Mufarragh type, and so the mustathna minhu is not mentioned. وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقَّ. It is excluded from what? Not mentioned. So it's the mufarragh type of mustathna, and thus the mustathna minhu is not mentioned at all. Then they ask us that this حَقَّ, what would it be? مَرْفُو, مَنْسُوب, etc. We say that it is مَنْسُوب. It will be مَنْسُوب because it's the مَفْعُول bihi, insha'Allah. Jameel. Number 2. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ. This is with regards to Lut alayhi salam. That means here, وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ, and none of you should turn back except your wife. Except the wife of Lut alayhi salam. We know that she conspired with the criminals, with the wrongdoers in the town. Allah musta'an. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ. Excellent. So what is our mustathna here? Our mustathna is إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ. إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ. امْرَأَتَكَ. And what is the mustathna minhu? Mustathna minhu, is it mentioned? Yes, technically it is mentioned. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ, any of you. إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ, except your wife. So أَحَدٌ is the mustathna minhu, that she is excluded from the whole group there. And what type of istithna is this? This is tam, and it is غير موجب. غير موجب. غير موجب because it's got wala, wala. It's got negation here. Jameel. Number 3. We have the verse of the Noble Quran, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ And who is there who forgives sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ Who forgives? الذُّنُوبَ forgives what? Sins. إِلَّا اللَّهِ Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our mustathna is Allah, Allah, إِلَّا اللَّهِ Excellent. And our mustathna minhu is technically dhamir mustatir in yaghfir, yaghfir, which goes back to man, man yaghfir, man yaghfir. What type of istithna? It's tam, tam, mujab. And so take note, ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All our transgressions, not fulfilling what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obliged upon us, falling short, committing sins, turn to Allah and seek forgiveness from all of those sins. Number 4, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has judged, He has decreed, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ And your Rabb has decreed, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا That you people do not worship, إِلَّا except إِيَّاهُ Except Him, except Him. And so our mustathna, that which is excluded, إِيَّاهُ, إِيَّاهُ جَيْد, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What type of mustathna minhu do we have? Well, technically we don't have because this is mufarrag, mufarrag. There's no mustathna minhu mentioned. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ جَمِيل إِيَّا إِيَّاهُ وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ And doesn't kill us, doesn't finish us off except time. Time is what will kill us. Time is what will put an end to us. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ So the mustathna is الدَّهْرُ And our mustathna minhu, there's none. This is مُفَرَّغ type. And إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ الدَّهْرُ is مَرْفُو Because it is the fa'il. مَرْفُو إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ Last one, they give us فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌّ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَإِنَّهُمْ For indeed they are عَدُوٌّ They are enemies لِي to me إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ Except the Rabb of the عَالَمِينَ Except the Lord of the worlds Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala What type of مُسْتَثْنَى مِنْهُ do we have here? This is a مُنْقَطِع type جَيْد مُنْقَطِع Why? Because the excluded, the mustathna, is different from the mustathna minhu. Jaid, one is Allah and one is the enemies. The enemies, Allah musta'an. And here we have wujub al-nasb. It must be mansub. Illa rabbal alameen. Not rabbul alameen. Rabbal alameen here. Illa rabbal alameen. Excellent, masha'Allah. Exercise number 5. أمام كل جملة مما يأتي اسم اجعله مستثنى بإلا وكمل به الجمل. So they give us some sentences here. They want us to complete it using إلا and using what they've given to us in brackets. So let's see. يغفر الله الذنوب. Allah forgives sins. كلها all of them. إلا except. And then they give us the word الشرك. الشرك. The answer, we should say, إلا الشركة. إلا الشركة. Again, يغفر الله الذنوب كلها إلا الشركة. يغفر الله الذنوب كلها إلا الشركة. يغفر الله الذنوب كلها إلا الشركة. جميل. Number 2. زارني جميع زملائي زارني visited me جميع زملائي all of my colleagues إلا and then they give us إثناني إلا إثناني we say no إلا إثنيني منصوب إلا إثنيني except two زارني جميع زملائي إلا إثنيني إلا إثنيني إلا إثنيني excellent number 3 نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا and in brackets مهملون مهملون those who are not really interested they are lazy مهملون نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا المهملين إلا المهملين نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا المهملين إلا المهملين. Or in some books you have there, نجح الطلاب كلهم إلا المتأخرين. المتأخرين, except the late ones. Number four, حفظت القرآن إلا سورتان. No, سورتين منصوب. حفظت القرآن إلا سورتين. I memorized the Quran except two surahs. حفظت القرآن إلا سورتين. إلا سورتين. Number five, زرت البلاد الإسلامية. زرت البلاد الإسلامية. I visited the Islamic countries. كلها, all of them. إلا باكستان. باكستان is Egypt. إلا باكستان. جميل. Number six. ساعدني جميع زملائي. Helped me, assisted me, all of my colleagues. ساعدني جميع زملائي. إلا, and then there's أنت. إلا, إلا أنت. No, إلا إياك. إلا إياك. إلا إياك. Except you. ساعدني جميع زملائي. إلا إياك. إلا إياك. جميل. Number seven. فهمت المسائل النحوية. I understood the grammar issues, grammar مسائل. كلها إلا. And then they give us واحدة. إلا واحدة. No. إلا واحدة. إلا واحدة. إلا واحدة. جميل. Number eight. قرأت الكتاب كله إلا. I read the book completely except صفحات منه. إلا صفحات منه. I read the book completely except some pages from it. Except a few pages from it. إلا صفحات منه. إلا صفحات منه. جميل. Exercise number six. أمام كل جملة مما يأتي اسم اجعله مستثنى بإلا وأكمل به الجملة. So basically complete the sentences like previously done. ما رسب أحد. See, this is negation now. These are the غير موجب type of sentences. They either have a question or a negation or a prohibition. ما رسب أحد. Nobody failed. إلا, إلا هو. إلا خالد. Or you can say إلا خالدا. جميل. Again. ما رسب أحد إلا خالد. Or إلا خالدا. Both allowed. Again. ما رسب أحد إلا خالدا. Or إلا خالد. Both allowed. Number two. ما أكلت شيئا. I didn't eat anything. إلا تمرتان. إلا تمرتان. No. إلا تمرتين. إلا تمرتين. ما أكلت شيئا إلا تمرتين. إلا تمرتين. So either you're saying تمرتين, two dates, because it is منصوب because of the exclusion, or you are saying تمرتين because it is linked up with the شيئا. So again, ما أكلت شيئا إلا تمرتين. I didn't eat anything except two dates. Number three, لم يسافر الطلاب في عطلة الربيع. لم يسافر الطلاب في عطلة الربيع. The students didn't travel in the spring holiday. إلا, and they give us بعضهم. إلا بعضهم أو بعضهم. Both of them allowed. إلا بعضهم. إلا بعضهم. إلا بعضهم. إلا بعضهم. Both are valid, both are correct. Walhamdulillah. The next one. Number four. لا تتصل بأحد. Do not contact anyone. إلا المدير. Or you could also say إلا المدير. Both of them are allowed. لا تتصل بأحد. بأحد مجرور. لا تتصل بأحد إلا المدير. Or لا تتصل بأحد إلا المدير. Both allowed. مديري, why? Because of بأحد. Number five. هل يغفر الذنوب أحد. Is there anyone who forgives? إلا, except Allah. هل يغفر الذنوب. هل يغفر الذنوب أحد. Is there anyone who forgives sins? except Allah, illa Allahu, and illa Allah, both allowed. هل يغفر الذنوب أحد إلا الله؟ هل يغفر الذنوب أحد إلا الله؟ ما شاء الله. Number six. ما سألت أحدا إلا. I didn't ask anyone except إلا هو. إلا هو. إلا إلا إياه. إلا إياه. إياه. إلا إياه. So either إياه is mansub because of this استثناء, or إياه because it's linked with أحدا. أحدا. جميل. ما شاء الله. Number seven. Similar to the previous exercise, they want us to complete the sentences. ما فهم الدرس, ما فهم الدرس, didn't understand the lesson, إلا إبراهيم, إلا إبراهيم, ما فهم الدرس, إلا إبراهيم, ما فهم الدرس, إلا إبراهيم. No one understood the lesson except Ibrahim. Correct. Ibrahimu is correct. Number two. ما مات في الحادث. No one died in the accident. إلا السائق. إلا السائق. إلا السائق. إلا السائق. ما مات في الحادث إلا السائق. No one died in the car accident. In the accident except the driver. Again. ما مات في الحادث إلا السائق. جميل. These are examples of the مفرغ type of sentences. That the مستثنى منه, it is not mentioned. Number three. ما يحب المدرس, ما يحب المدرس إلا المجتهد, ما يحب المدرس إلا المجتهد, إلا المجتهد, ما يحب المدرس, ما يحب المدرس إلا المجتهد, إلا المجتهد. Why مجتهد? Because we look at the sentence like as though the إلا is not there. ما يحب المدرس المجتهد, ما يحب المدرس المجتهد. مجتهد is the مفعول به. جميل. Remember in the مفرغ we look at the sentence as though the إلا is not there. Number four. هل يرسب إلا الكسلان, هل يرسب إلا الكسلان, هل يرسب إلا الكسلان. And who fails except the lazy? هل يرسب, who fails, who will fail, إلا الكسلان except the lazy. هل يرسب الكسلان. جميل. Number five. ما أكلت إلا, ما أكلت إلا, I didn't eat except برتقالتان. No, برتقالتين, برتقالتين, I didn't eat except برتقالتين, except two oranges. ما أكلت إلا برتقالتين, برتقالتين. جميل. Number six. ما سأل المدرس, the teacher didn't ask except إلا إيايا, except أنا, إلا إيايا, إلا إيايا, إلا إيايا. The teacher didn't ask anyone except me, إلا إيايا. جميل. Number seven. ما كنت إلا, ما كنت إلا مدرسا, ما كنت إلا مدرسا, ما كنت إلا مدرسا. As though the illa is not there. ما كنت مدرسا, ما كنت مدرسا, ما كنت إلا مدرسا, ما كنت إلا مدرسا. ما شاء الله. Exercise number 8. أمام كل جملة فيما يأتي اسم اجعله مستثنى بإلا واكمل به الجملة. Similar to our previous exercises. Number 1. كتبت الرسالة, I wrote the letter. كتبت الرسالة إلا, كتبت الرسالة, I wrote the letter except إلا العنوان, except the address. كتبت الرسالة إلا العنوان, كتبت الرسالة إلا العنوان. ما شاء الله. Number 2. ما يتناول المريض, ما يتناول المريض, ما يتناول المريض الطعام, ما يتناول المريض الطعام. That the ill one, the sick one, the patient does not eat الطعام, does not eat food, إلا الدواء إلا الدواء إلا الدواء ما يتناول المريض الطعام إلا الدواء that the patient does not eat any food except the medication ما يتناول المريض الطعام إلا الدواء. These are all examples of the مستثنى منقطع, broken type of مستثنى. Number three, غادر الحجاج, غادر الحجاج, that the حجاج have exited, they have left, they have departed, منا, they have departed, منا, إلا الشرطة, إلا الشرطة, except the policeman, إلا الشرطة, إلا الشرطة, إلا الشرطة, that the حجاج have departed, منا, إلا الشرطة, except the police. Number four. ما أحضرت الكتب, ما أحضرت الكتب, I've not brought the books, إلا الدفاتر, except the notebook, except the notebooks. ما أحضرت الكتب, I've not brought the books, except the notebooks. Number five. ما مات الركاب, ما مات الركاب في الحادث, that the passengers didn't die in the accident, إلا المشاتة, إلا المشاتة, except the pedestrian, إلا المشاتة, إلا المشاتة, الله مستعان. Exercise number 9. أكمل كل جملة مما يأتي بمستثنى مناسب. Provide a مستثنى which is appropriate. ما ظننتك إلا, ما ظننتك إلا, I didn't think of you except, I didn't think of you except as a what? As a تاجرا, ما ظننتك إلا تاجرا, ما ظننتك إلا تاجرا, ما ظننتك إلا تاجرا. Number two, أحب الفواكه كلها, أحب الفواكه كلها, I love all fruits إلا الموزة, إلا الموزة, except bananas. أحب الفواكه كلها إلا الموزة, except the banana, except the banana. جميل. Number three. ما رسب الطلاب إلا, ما رسب الطلاب إلا حامد أو حامدا, both of them allowed. ما رسب الطلاب إلا حامدا, إلا حامد, that none of the students failed except حامد. Number four, ما غاب اليوم إلا, ما غاب اليوم إلا بلال, ما غاب اليوم إلا بلال, nobody's absent today except بلال, إلا بلال, بلال. جميل. Number five, ما أرغب في شيء إلا, ما أرغب في شيء إلا, I do not desire anything except إلا الزواج, إلا الزواج, except marriage. ما أرغب في شيء إلا الزواج, إلا الزواج, both of them allowed. ما أرغب في شيء, في شيء, شيء is مجرور, so إلا الزواج because of في شيء, or you could say ما أرغب في شيء إلا الزواج, I do not desire anything except marriage. Number six, ما كتبت شيئا, I didn't write anything, إلا الرسالة, إلا الرسالة, except the letter, I've not written down anything except the letter, ما شاء الله. Number ten, ألا كل شيء, ألا, ألا is to get your attention, ألا تنبيه, ألا كل شيء, ألا حرف استفتاح وتنبيه, it is something that like you begin with and to draw attention via it, like in the Noble Quran, ألا إنهم هم السفهاء, rather indeed they are the ones who are the سفهاء, they are the ones who are the silly ones, الله مستعان, they are the سفهاء, سفهاء, the foolish ones. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون, that indeed the أولياء of Allah, there's no fear upon them, ولا هم يحزنون, nor will they be in a state of sadness. So these examples of ألا, to gain the attention of the listener, to gain the attention of the listener. Exercise number 11, provide the plurals for the following, one dirham, many, دراهم. One dirham many دراهم دراهم. One عبد many عباد. One عبد many عباد عباد. One أمة many إماء إماء إماء. One سلاح many أسلحة أسلحة. سلاح and أسلحة. ما شاء الله. Number 12, sharhun. It's masdar. Sharhun is the masdar for sharaha yashrahu. وهو على وزن فعل. Provide the masadir of the following. ضرب 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 يضرب ضرب ضرب يضرب ضرب is the masdar. قتل يقتل قتل is the masdar. قتل يقتل قتل قتل. جيد. And the next one, فتح يفتح فتح فتح يفتح فتح فتح. فتح means he opened. ضرب he hit. قتل he killed. And then the next one, شق يشق and شق شق. When you like cleave up something, when you make a cut into something, شق 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 يشق. And its master is شقٌ شقٌ شقٌ. Excellent. Number 13. ما معنى الأمة? What is the meaning of أمة? وما جمعها? And what's its plural? So an أمة, أمة is like an عبد. أمة is the المرأة المملوكة. المرأة المملوكة. A female slave. And its plural, إماء إماء إماء. Number 14. دينار جمعه دنانير على غير قياس. إذ القياس أن يكون ديانير ديانير. جيد. So the plural of dinar is دنانير دنانير. They say, but this is like going against that scale. Technically, one would have argued it should have rather been dinar and dayanir, dayanir. But rather, it's not dayanir. It is dananir, dananir, dananir. And similar to it, we have diwan and dawawin, diwan and dawawin, dawawin. We have qirat and qararit. قيراط and قراريط قيراط and قراريط. جيد. And then we have ديماس and دماميس ديماس and دماميس. What does a diwan mean? Depending on the context, could mean a book, a register, could be an office, a meeting place, could even be something that you sit upon. So that's diwan. And then qirat, qirat, your carrots. Carrots, not the one you eat, but rather that which you measure the gold and the purity of the gold. 20 carats, 21 carats, 24 carats, etc. And dimas and damamis, damamis. This could be, again, based on context, could be like a dungeon, something underground, a vault, something dark, something which is even cooked. One could use the same word with regards to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Number 15, akhsha an akuna iyahu, akhsha an akuna iyahu. I'm afraid that I am him. I am it. I am that one. I am that one who failed. إذا كان خبر كان ضميرا يجوز فيه الاتصال أو الانفصال. You can either have it joined or separated. Example, you can say أخشى أن أكونه أخشى أن أكونه أخشى أن أكونه. I'm afraid that I am the one. I am him. I am it. أخشى أن أكونه. I'm afraid that I am him. I am the one. They're talking about the one who failed. I am afraid that I am that one. جيد. ها مثالين آخرين. Here are two other examples. أكنت إمام هذا المسجد. Were you the imam of this masjid? أكنت. Were you إمام هذا المسجد? Imam of this masjid. He says نعم. كنت إياه. I was the imam of this masjid. كنت إياه. Or you could say كنته. كنته. The who there goes back to imam of masjid. كنته. I was imam of the masjid. Another example. أتريد أن تكون قاضيا؟ أتريد أن تكون قاضيا؟ Do you want to be a judge? أتريد أن تكون قاضيا؟ He says لا ما أريد أن أكون إياه. No, I do not want to be it. ما أريد أن أكون إياه. I do not want to be it. I do not want to be a قاضي. ما أريد أن أكون إياه. Or ما أريد أن أكونه. ما أريد أن أكونه. ما أريد أن أكونه. والحمد لله. And thus we have completed lesson number 32. والحمد لله. And all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Let us go through the passage related to exercise number 33. We most likely will not be able to complete it in this majlis, but at least we go through the passage bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And so, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, lesson number 33. Al-mudarrisu, ya Ahmadu, hal taftahanna nawafidha? Taftahanna. This is what we call the noon at-tawkeed. We will learn about this in this lesson, that this is used for emphasis. هل تفتحن النوافذ والبرد شديد? You are opening the windows while the cold is very severe. والبرد شديد. والبرد شديد. هل تفتحن النوافذ? You are opening the windows while it's very cold. لا تفتحنها. لا تفتحنها. Do not open them. إلا النافذة الصغيرة, except the small window. هلا تنظفن السبورة, لا تنظفن, هلا تنظفن السبورة يا إخوانو. That noon there is the noon of توكيد. Now why don't you clean the chalkboard يا إخوانو. أريد أن أقول لكم شيئا. I want to say something important to you people. أريد أن أقول لكم. I want to say to you people شيئا, something مهما, مهما, important. فاستمعن إلي. فاستمعن إلي. Listen to me. Listen carefully to me. The noon of توكيد. فاستمعن إلي. إن من أهم, from amongst the most important, واجبات المسلمي, obligations upon a Muslim. إن من أهم واجبات المسلمي الدعوة إلى الله, from amongst the most important obligations upon a Muslim. What's it? الدعوة إلى الله, calling to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال عز وجل, Allah states, كنتم خير أمة, you are the best of nations, the best of ummah. أخرجت للناس, taken out for mankind, brought forth for mankind. تأمرون بالمعروف, you order معروف, that which is good. وتنهون عن المنكر, and you prohibit munkar, evil. وتؤمنون بالله, and you believe in Allah. ما شاء الله. And that in Surah Ali Imran. وقال عز من قائل, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Azza, that mighty and elevated, min qail, the one who said, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ, and who is better, قَوْلًا, in statement, مِمَّنْ, than who, دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, who calls to Allah, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and does good deeds, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and says, indeed, surely, no doubt, I am from the Muslimin. فَعَلَيْنَا أَن نَدْعُوَ النَّاسَ إِلَى دِينِ اللَّهِ, and so it's upon us, it's incumbent upon us, that we invite people to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ahmed says, وَاللَّهِ لَأَدْعُوَنَّ النَّاسَ, وَاللَّهِ, I will call people, I will invite people, لَأَدْعُوَنَّ, emphasis, لَأَدْعُوَنَّ النَّاسَ إِلَى دِينِ اللَّهِ فِي بَلَدِي, to the deen of Allah in my country. I will invite people to the deen of Allah in my country. And so Ali says, Wallahi la'anshuranna al-Islam fi baladi. Wallahi, I will spread Islam in my country. Hamid says, Wallahi lanuharibanna shirka. Wallahi, we will wage war. We will fight the matter of shirk wal bid'ata and bid'a fi baladina, in our country. And then Zahir says, Wallahi la natruku al-kuffara. Wallahi, we will not leave the disbelievers. Yanshuruna deenahum, spreading their religion. Fi biladil muslimin, in the lands of the Muslim. And William says, Wallahi lasawfa u'allifu kutuban. Wallahi, I will write books. Billughatil inkliziyati, in the English language. لِشَرْحِ, to explain, تَعَالِيمِ الْإِسْلَامِ, the teachings of Islam. MashaAllah. So the students, they are full of hamas, they are full of zeal. And so the teacher says to them, بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ, may Allah grant you barakah. وَوَفَّقَكُمُ اللَّهُ, and grant you all tawfiq, لِمَا فِيهِ خَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ, to do that which is beneficial for Islam and the Muslimin. وَعْلَمُوا, but take note, remember, know, أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَّمَنَا, taught us, طَرِيقَةَ الصَّحِيحَةَ, taught us, الطَّرِيقَةَ الصَّحِيحَةَ, taught us the correct tariqa, the correct manner, the correct way, لِلدَّعْوَةِ, for da'wah, the correct manner to do da'wah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, Ud'u, call, ila sabili rabbika, to the way of your Rabb, to the way of your Lord, bil hikmati, with wisdom, wal maw'izati al hasanati, and a good word, a good admonishment, wal maw'izati al hasana, maw'iza is like an admonishment, and hasana, a good admonishment, wajadilhum, and debate and argue with your opponents, billati hiya ahsan, in a manner that is best, and debate with those who are your opponents in the best of manners. Fa'alayna, and so it's incumbent upon us, an nattabi'a, that we should follow, hadhihi tariqa, we should follow this methodology, this path. Ali says, Wallahi, lanuhibbuka, Wallahi, we love you, ya ustadhu, Wallahi, lanuhibbuka, ya ustadhu, fa'innaka, for indeed you, la murabbin azeemin, you are a good murabbi. Murabbi is this teacher who like develops you. You are a good murabbi. Jazakallahu anna ahsan al jaza'a, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you on behalf of us with the best of reward. Ahsan al jaza'a. Mudarri says, اقرأ الآيات يا عبد الله, يا عبد الله. So Abdullah, he reads, بعد الاستعاذة والبسملة, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا, do not think, do not fathom, don't think that those who have been killed في سبيل الله, in the path of Allah, أمواتا, that they are dead, بل أحياء, but they are alive, عند ربهم, with their رب, يرزقون, and Allah is sustaining them. Again, ولا تحسبن, the noon of توكيد, ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا, بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. And then the other verse, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ, and we will surely assist those who assist us. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ, and Allah will surely assist and help, مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ, whoever helps, whoever helps him. So Allah will assist, Allah will help those who help him. Helping Allah means what? Helping the cause of Allah, helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next verse, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما and do not تنهرهما وقل لهما and say to both of them قولا كريما and say to both of them a statement which is noble, a good statement. What's this all about? This is to do with your relationship with your parents, relationship with your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ That if either one of them or both of them, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا One of them, أو كِلَاهُمَا or both of them they reach old age. Either one of them or both of them reach old age. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا Then do not say to them. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا Don't say to both of them, Oof, I'm irritated with you. Oof, ah, why this, etc. Don't say these things to your parents. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا Do not chide them. Do not back answer them. Don't belittle them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا And say to both of them, قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا A generous word, a good word. Be respectful towards them. Allah مستعان. Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us, Allah مستعان. إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما. The مدرس says اقرأ الحديث يا هشام. So Hisham reads عن البراء ابن عازب قال رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الخندق I saw the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of Khandak, the day of the battle of the trench. ينقل التراب He was carrying the sand وهو يقول While he was saying, while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was saying these words, they were digging up the trenches and the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم was saying the following words والله لولا الله ما اهتدينا ولا تصدقنا ولا صلينا Had it not been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not have been guided, nor would we have been giving charity, nor would we have been praying. فَأَنزِلًا فَأَنزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا And so send upon us tranquility, سَكِينَة وَثَبِّتِ الْأَقْدَامَ إِن لَاقِينَا And make our feet firm when we meet لَاقِينَا When we meet the enemy. وَالْمُشْرِكُونَ قَدْ بَغَوْا عَلَيْنَا And the disbelievers, they have transgressed against us. إِذَا أَرَادُوا فِتْنَةً أَبَيْنَا إِذَا أَرَادُوا فِتْنَةً أَبَيْنَا And if they want fitna, then we refuse. If they want to fight us, if they want to kill us, if they want to steal from us, etc., we will not allow any of that to happen. We will rise and fight against them and stop that fitna. Allahu musta'an. And that's reported by Imam al-Bukhari. The Mudarris then says, اقرأ البيت يا William. Read the lines of poetry, O William. And he reads, إذا رأيت نيوب الليث بارزة If you see the teeth of a lion إذا رأيت نيوب الليث بارزة If you see the teeth of a lion بارزة open and clear فلا تظنن أن الليث يبتسم Then don't think that the lion is laughing or it's smiling. فَلَا تَظُنَّنَّ أَنَّ اللَّيْثَ يَبْتَسِمُ Don't think that the lion is smiling at you. Allahu musta'an, Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we will complete the rest of lesson number 33 in our next majlis, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Before we end off this majlis, let us go through a prophetic hadith, insha'Allah, from the Arba'un hadithan, لتعليم اللغة العربية والتربية النبوية. And this prophetic type of tarbiyah. Hadith number 11. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما May Allah be pleased with both of them Abdullah ibn Umar and his father Umar ibn al-Khattab قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تمنعوا Do not prevent لا تمنعوا Do not prevent نساءكم You people's women Don't prevent your women المساجد from the masajid Do not prevent your women from the masajid Do not prevent your women from entering the masajid وبيوتهن, and their houses, their homes, وبيوتهن, وبيوتهن, and their homes, خير لهن, are better for them, وبيوتهن خير لهن, وبيوتهن خير لهن. This hadith reported by Imam Abu Dawood. So what do we find in this hadith? Number one, منع يمنع, منع يمنع, منع means to prevent, منع يمنع, and the order امنع, امنع هذا, prevent this one, امنع, امنع هذا. تقول, one would say, منعني المدرس الخروج, منعني المدرس الخروج, منعني المدرس, the teacher prevented me from what? الخروج, from exiting. منعني المدرس الخروج, the teacher prevented me from leaving, from exiting. One could also say, منعني المدرس من الخروج, منعني المدرس من الخروج, or just الخروج, منعني المدرس الخروج, منعني المدرس من الخروج. جميل. النساء, this is the plural of امرأة, 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 one امرأة, and many نساء. Excellent. بيوتهن خير لهن. What does that mean? بيوتهن, their houses, their homes, خير لهن, are better for them. So allowed for the woman to pray in the masjid, but their houses, their homes, that is better, inshallah. What does this mean? A, صلاتهن, their prayer, في بيوتهن, in their homes, أفضل لهن, is better for them. صلاتهن في بيوتهن أفضل لهن. But is it allowed in the masjid? Yes, it is. But what is better? Prayer in their homes. This is better, inshallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, if one finds that the mention of this hadith, one finds that this doesn't go well, this doesn't go down well with the heart, etc., then in reality we have some sickness in the heart. Because these words are the words of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You like it, you dislike it, it gels with you, it doesn't gel with you. These are the words of our Habib, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he stated, لا تمنعوا نساءكم المساجد. Do not prevent your women from the masjid. وبيوتهن, and their houses, خير لهن, are better for them. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. أيجوز للمرأة أن تصلي في المسجد؟ أيجوز, is it permissible, للمرأة, for a woman, أن تصلي, for her to pray, في المسجد؟ نعم يجوز, yes it is permissible. أيهما أفضل للمرأة؟ أيهما, which of the two is better for the woman, أن تصلي في بيتها أم أن تصلي في المسجد؟ What's better? أن تصلي في بيتها أفضل. أن تصلي في بيتها أفضل. That for her to pray in her house is better generally, inshallah. Then they ask us, mention a hadith which talks about this matter. اذكر حديثا في جواز صلاة المرأة في المسجد. We would say, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا تمنعوا نساءكم المساجد وبيوتهن خير لهن. ما شاء الله. Then they ask us which ones are correct and which ones are incorrect. أصحيح هذا أم خطأ؟ Number one, نمنع النساء, نمنع النساء من الصلاة في المساجد, نمنع النساء من الصلاة في المساجد. We will prevent women from praying in the masjid. صحيح أم خطأ? Is that correct or incorrect? خطأ. That's incorrect for us to do. Number two, لا نمنع النساء, لا نمنع النساء من الصلاة في المساجد. That is صحيح. We will not prevent women from praying in the masjid. Number three, صلاة المرأة في المسجد أفضل. صلاة المرأة في المسجد أفضل. The woman's prayer in the masjid is better. لا, that is خطأ. That's incorrect. صلاة المرأة في بيتها أفضل. The salah of the woman in her house is better. صحيح. ما شاء الله. Then they ask us, من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث لا تمنعوا إلى آخره. Who's the companion who narrates this? Abdullah ibn Umar. من المحدث الذي أخرجه إمام أبو داود السجستاني. إمام أبو داود السجستاني. جميل. And then they ask us, what is the mufrad of nisa? So many nisa, and the mufrad, the singular, is imra'atun, imra'atun, imra'atun. Then they give us the sentence, mana' al-mudiru al-tullaba min al-dukhuli. Mana' al-mudiru, the principal, he prevented. Prevented who? Al-tullaba. The principal prevented the students from what? Min ad-dukhuli, from entering. That the principal prevented the students from entering. And then they want us to remove that word min from the sentence and adjust it. So we would say, mana' al-mudiru al-tullaba ad-dukhula. Ad-dukhula. Left out the min. So we say ad-dukhula. Mana' al-mudiru al-tullaba ad-dukhula. Mana' al-mudiru al-tullaba ad-dukhula. Mana' al-mudiru al-tullaba ad-dukhula. That's one option. That's one way of saying it. Or we could add in the min. Mana' al-mudiru al-tullaba min ad-dukhuli. Min ad-dukhuli. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, until we meet again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. We ask Allah to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas. We ask Allah to accept from us. We ask Allah to make this knowledge a proof for us and not a proof against us. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we wish, we hope, we want to be in the company of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift the suffering that is taking place around the globe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Until we meet again. Barakallahu feekum. Hatha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.